This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio. I'm Randall White with KCBX News. The controversy surrounding oak woodland clearcutting by Justin Vineyards this year and in previous years is now making its way to the San Luis Obispo County Board of Supervisors. The board will consider draft emergency ordinances Friday to temporarily regulate agricultural water retention ponds and native tree removal while permanent rules are drafted. San Luis Obispo Tribune reporter Lindsay Holden has been following the issue and joins us now in studio. Let's start with the origin and content of these temporary ordinances. What will the supervisors be considering and how did we get here?
So they'll be considering a couple of different things. The first, the thing most people probably know about is an oak, well, it's actually native tree protection ordinance.
So it's not just oaks. Yeah. I mean, oaks are the focus, but more than that will be protected.
Yeah, madrones. I think there's a couple of other types of trees. And when I spoke with county staff, they did that because they're giving supervisors a lot of leeway to consider some different options. So there's that. Right now, there's no protections for inland unincorporated areas in the county.
But that's not the case in neighboring counties, Santa Barbara and Monterey, where our signal is heard as well.
Yeah, you're correct. So right now, cities, including Paso Robles, which this is closest to, and then San Luis Obispo do have protections for trees, but just not inland unincorporated areas, and coastal areas are totally different.
And then because this Justin property also contained a large water retention pond, the plan was to pull up groundwater and hold it in this pond. That has now also become an issue.
Yeah, so then this other separate ordinance looks at agricultural ponds and reservoirs, specifically ones that are 5 acre feet. The Justin Pond, just for reference, was going to be 20 acre feet. So this new ordinance would cover ponds that are 5 acre feet or bigger.
And is there any sort of finger in the wind as to how the supervisors may vote on these issues?
I would be extremely surprised if the oak ordinance doesn't move forward, and then it would be effective immediately for 45 days, and then they would have an option to extend it for almost 2 years. The pond, it will be interesting to see what happens because people in the public discussion at the last Board of Supervisors meeting pushed a lot of water issues. The board definitely wanted to have a discussion about it, and then they threw the ordinance in as well. So we'll see what happens with that. That one will be a little more interesting, but I would think they might move that one forward as well.
How do you feel this will be different than the past? This is not the first time the supervisors have brought up these issues.
Yeah, in the past, late 90s, this became an issue as well, and they looked at a couple of different ideas. But I don't think there was quite as much public momentum as there is now. I mean, a lot of different groups are on board: environmentalists, area farmers and ranchers, residents who care about the area they live in. So I think that they're really pushing this issue right now.
Has the company that spurred this movement, Justin Vineyards, weighed in on whether they'd like to see changes on these issues at a county level?
They haven't weighed in on this ordinance specifically. They've pretty much committed to not removing oak trees on their properties in the future. They want to steer clear of that, but they haven't commented on this ordinance, no.
Is there any sense how these temporary ordinances would differ from a permanent version?
Yeah, I think that a permanent version would probably get more into the nitty-gritty of things. For instance, if you look at Santa Barbara County's ordinance, it, you know, makes very specific recommendations for replanting and, you know, specifically numbers of trees that can be removed. So that might be something that the board would look at in the future. So I think it might just get more specific.
San Luis Obispo Tribune reporter Lindsay Holden following the issue of clear cutting of oak woodlands and also water retention ponds on private property. Thank you so much for joining us here on KCBX.
Thanks for having me.
And I'm Randall White, KCBX News.